Bitcoin ETF AUM hits highest. Since February on 933 Sam Otter's weekly inflow, U.S.-listed Bitcoin ETFs pulled in roughly $933 million in net inflows over the past week, and total assets across crypto funds climbed to their highest level since February, CoinDesk reported on April 27th. The weekly figure caps a rebound that started after the early April outflow shock and lines up with a steadier price tape, with Bitcoin trading around $77,855 as of April 27th, up 3.29% over the prior 7 days. The headline number itself is not a record. What matters is the AUM line. Crypto fund assets are now back where they were before the spring drawdown wiped out roughly 2 months of accumulated inflows. That move resets the institutional positioning conversation that was getting written off 2 weeks ago. Recovery from the mid-April outflow shock. This recovery follows a brutal stretch. Earlier in April, Bitcoin ETFs bled roughly $1.9 billion in a single week, with BlackRock's iBit leading the exit. That week was framed as a positioning reset rather than a structural unwind, but the AUM hit was real and visible. Bitcoin prices reacted in step, with BTC briefly sliding under $75,000 before stabilizing. Since then, the flow story has flipped. Last week ended with a 9-day inflow streak peaking at $2.12 billion on Friday, and this most recent weekly aggregate of $933 million confirms the recovery extended through the start of this week. The weekly figure is smaller than the single-day spike for the simple reason that earlier days in the period saw lighter creation activity and some redemption noise. Why highest AUM since February is the real headline. Weekly flow numbers swing too much to be useful as a standalone signal. AUM is the cumulative scoreboard, and that is what just printed a new local high. The implication is that the April outflow week did not permanently scare off allocators. It also suggests that the late March and early April creations have largely held inside the products rather than leaking back out. For asset managers running on quarterly review cycles, AUM at a recent high is the cleaner data point for board decks than any single day's flow. It is worth noting that highest since February is a recovery milestone, not an all-time high. The October 2025 peak still sits above current levels. But the path back to that peak just got materially shorter. Price action behind the flows. The flow recovery is not happening in a vacuum. Bitcoin reclaimed the $77,000 region last week and has held it through the weekend, even with macro headwinds from the Iran conflict and the Bank of England signaling rates on hold. Ethereum, Solana, and the broader majors moved less, with ETH sitting at $2,220 as of April 27th. Crypto quant's Ki-Young Ju argued earlier this month that the rally is futures-driven with weak spot demand, which puts a question mark over how durable the bid is. ETF flow data complicates that take slightly. ETF creations require spot accumulation by authorized participants, which is real spot demand. The two signals pull in different directions, and they probably both contain truth. Futures positioning is leveraged on top of a thinner real money bid than the headline ETF numbers suggest. The CoinDesk weekly tracker covers all crypto fund products, not just spot Bitcoin ETFs, so the AUM milestone reflects contributions from Ethereum funds, Solana products, and a few smaller altcoin trusts, as well as the iBit-led Bitcoin complex. What to watch next? A few markers will tell us whether this is a real institutional rotation back in or just a positioning bounce. First, BlackRock's iBit daily creations. iBit alone drives the bulk of weekly net flows, so a continued sequence of green days there is the cleanest tell. Second, the gap between Bitcoin spot ETF flows and Ether ETF flows. In risk-on regimes, the Ether complex usually catches a higher percentage flow growth than the Bitcoin complex. That is not happening yet. Third, whether AUM keeps grinding higher into May or fades back as soon as macro narratives turn. For now, the data point that matters. The post-drawdown recovery is no longer hypothetical. It has shown up in AUM.